his country freed Zhu Weng in Switzerland in exchange for the release of an Iranian scientist who was being held in the United States. Weng was doing research in Iran as a Princeton graduate student when he was arrested there in August 2016. Iranian authorities accused him of gathering top-secret intelligence for the U.S. and sentenced him to 10 years in prison. A senior U.S. official says Washington is hopeful this will lead to the freeing of other Americans held in Iran. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness?
Through all the noise out there today, consider taking an advertisement out on Hunter and Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com, and I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Once again, it is time for the Mike Hewitt Show, brought to you by RenegadeRiver.com. Ready we are. Let's take this thing and run.
We are running, I'm telling you folks.
Good afternoon. The weather this afternoon is rain, if you look out your windows, and chance of precipitation is 100%. Tonight, rain, mainly before midnight. Then there's a chance of showers after 1 a.m., and there's a low around 50. Southwest winds is 11 to 13 miles an hour, with gusts as high as 24 miles an hour. Tuesday, a chance of rain before 11 a.m., and then rain likely after 11 a.m., and it's cloudy with a temperature ranging near 58 by noon, then falling to around 48 during the remainder of the day. A chance of precipitation is 70%. Tuesday night, rain, low around 32, northwest winds 5 to 9 miles an hour, becoming calm after midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 90%. Wednesday, rain and snow likely before 10 a.m., then rain likely between 10 and 4 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow again after 4 p.m. It'll be mostly cloudy because it's not going to rain and snow in the sunshine, so... And Wednesday night, it'll be mostly clear with a low around 20. Thursday, hey, sunny. And Thursday night, partly cloudy. Friday, partly sunny. But it'll rain Friday night. Welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and my co-host is Tracy Ivey. And this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And... NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and there is a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the Union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We work out of our houses. You know, we commute from our kitchen to our family room, and that's about it. But we work, we try to help people who have someone in their family who has a mental health issue, or they know someone, work with someone, or are friends with someone. And we do it in various ways. We have what they call a family-to-family class, which is a 12-week course. It's totally free. All the supplies and everything are given. It's totally free. And the only thing you have to register, because they only can have a certain amount in the class. And what it does is it it goes over things to say, what not to say, what to do, what not to do in certain circumstances. And it gets the person taking the class to feel what it's like to be the person with the illness. We also run a support group, which is the third Thursday of every month. It's here in Flemington at 52 East Main Street. Again, it's totally free. You don't have to register for the support group. You just have to show up. It's from 7 to about 8:30. Sometimes it runs till 9, depending on, you know, how many people and so on and so forth. And if this person comes to us with an illness, and he's the one that, or he or she has the one with the mental illness, we try to get them the help they need by directing them to the proper channels to see if they can get medication or help that they really need. If anybody has any questions or wants to know more about our courses or support group or whatever, you can dial us at 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't man the phone 24/7, but we do have someone who checks it at least 2 to 3 times a day, and we promise we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Today we are very privileged. She's laughing over there. are very privileged to have Dinah Gaudetis, and who's the secretary in fundraising for Operation Jersey Cares. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And we also have Christine Torres.
Hi.
Hi. And Dana says that you're her spokesperson.
Oh, dear.
That's not going to be the whole case here. I got to tell you. And thank you both for taking the time out to be on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Yep.
First, I want to ask you, Dana. I didn't ask Christine first. I told you I was going to ask you. How'd you get involved in this organization?
Okay. Many years ago, Operation Jersey Cares and an organization I was involved with were working hand-in-hand on a project for a veteran's home, a local veteran's home that needed outreach. It was there that I met the members of Operation Jersey Cares, learned of their mission, fell in love with it, because... For two reasons. One is I have a lot of military. My father was in the Army. My father-in-law was in the Army. A lot of friends served. A lot of family served. So already the military meant a lot to me. And on the other side of that is these are the men and women who protect every right and every freedom we have. And it's the reason why we could put our head down at night. And I want to give back. And that's why I got involved with Operation Jersey Cares about 6 years ago.
Well, that's good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Christine, your turn. How did you get involved in this? I know you're a volunteer, correct?
I am indeed.
Okay.
Yeah. So about 3 years ago, a mutual friend within the organization already said to me, "Are you free on Monday mornings?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And 3 years later, here I am doing more and more for the organization. And a bit like Dana, whenever I first walked in, it was one of those immediate, this is where I'm meant to help. This is where I'm meant to be.
Right, right. Either one of you, it doesn't matter who answers it, but where did the name Operation Jersey Care come from? Do you know?
Yes, I think I do.
Okay.
Since we weren't there when it was
formed. Yeah.
It was formed in 2007. They started the group. There's four or five of them, and the group started in somebody's garage where they were packing boxes and sending to those that were deployed. And John Durrell, a trustee and the founder of Operation Jersey Cares, actually created it. So that's about...
Yeah, that's the only story I've ever heard about how it came about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you guys, when Jersey Cares package boxes, then they're sent to the troops, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you package in the boxes?
There's a lot of stuff. So whenever we're collecting the things to put into the boxes, they obviously come as single items. So whenever they arrive at the building, we have volunteers who sort everything that we get. So we make hygiene kits, we make snack kits, we make tons of different things into Ziploc bags. Once they're in the Ziploc bag, then they obviously go into the box. So in a snack kit alone, we could have Pringles, we could have cereal bars, tuna, soup, things like that.
Right.
Hygiene
like
kits are all
goods
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, a lot of canned goods go into them. Also, in the hygiene kits, you have the typical stuff like your toothpaste, your toothbrush, wipes,
right,
tissues, things like that. So once they're all baggaged together in the Ziploc bags, they're then placed into the box, and we squeeze everything into a box. Anything we can get. There's no jersey air goes out.
Now, do you make separate boxes for men and women?
We sure do, yeah. So if we get a request...
That was a good guess.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, so we have in the building at our headquarters in Raritan, we have a section for women's stuff, which is typical women's sanitary products. More right. is the only difference that really goes into the boxes. And then obviously, you know, girly items such as hair clips, things like that that they can use while in uniform, because a lot of the stuff we get, you know, you're not sure if they can use it depending on their branch
right.
of service.
Right.
So we have those divided out. Once we have a name and it's definitive it's a woman, you know, that box gets packed separately. There's different volunteers who are better at packing the women's boxes, and they pack them up and they're marked and sent out as women's boxes. But from the outside, you wouldn't know who's who. You know, once mm-hmm. the recipient opens it, they obviously realize it's meant for a woman.
Right.
But yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think our boxes, too, are, we call them our big boy boxes. Mm-hmm. It's an 18-inch square. It
yeah.
holds anywhere from 40 to 50 pounds of need.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just on a whim that they say, oh, let's just send them toothbrushes and toothpaste.
Yeah.
It's out of a need that we get from the field that requests those items that are put in those boxes. And to date, we have packed and shipped in excess of 1 million pounds of needs to mm-hmm. our deployed.
Yeah.
So when you get these 18-pound 18-inch square mm-hmm. boxes, that's meant for several people?
It can be, yeah. We get requests sent to us from service members themselves. Mm-hmm. Like recently, we had one request for pancake mix. You know, it's not mm-hmm. something that you would think to put into a care package, but they were going to have a big pancake celebration on one day in January, so they sent it ahead of time that we need this, can you provide it? So we collected it and we shipped it out in a box. For them specifically.
Right.
On the same note, on the other side of the equation, we get the same requests for mm-hmm. sheets, pillowcases, headlamps for them to go to the bathroom at night so they
yeah.
can see where they're going. So it's not just pancake mix.
Yeah.
There's also the need
mm-hmm.
of a dire item. Like
yeah.
instead of sleeping on, you know, just a mattress, a
mm-hmm.
sheet would be nice, a pillow
yeah.
would be nice. And if we don't have those items, we make sure we go out and buy those items.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason why we do so much fundraising.
Yeah.
How does the troops, who are spread all over,
mm-hmm.
get word about your organization that they can send, say, a request
right.
for something?
So we have a website. It's OperationJerseyCares.org. And there is a spot on that website where you can click at the front top tab for request a care package. They go in, their loved one can request the care package. If they have access to Wi-Fi and they can get onto the website, they can request personally a care package be sent and the specific need. It gets filled out, it comes right to us, and by that following Monday, that box is on its way.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no wait time. It's instantaneous. You sent that request form in, by Monday it's getting out.
Yeah.
Every Monday they ship.
Now, don't a lot of kids at schools participate in this, putting little items together for
they
you?
Do, and we're actually trying to grow that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working with five high schools recently. We've been working with five high schools that are doing our kits lists.
Mm-hmm.
They've been given the kits list. They've been given the needs list. That gets tweaked all the time, and at this point, they are working. The schools are working. Boy Scouts are working. Girl Scouts are working. CCD, CYO. We have so many people that we're trying to reach out to because we are all volunteers. And it really is the community and the outreach that we can meet to make our mission go from year after year after year. So
yeah.
It's important to have that outreach.
And this time of the year, don't the younger kids sometimes put in little personalized holiday cards?
Oh, yeah. We have a ton of cards that come in. They're so cute. We love reading them and seeing them before we put them in the box. But, yeah, we have a lot of churches, the smaller kids. Like, my own husband was deployed and just recently returned, and my daughter's class all made cards for them to go out. So,
mm-hmm.
And then, of course, once one class starts, another teacher mentions, oh, I would like to do that, and another teacher. So, really, a lot of it is word of mouth. You know,
mm-hmm.
It starts a chain reaction. Once one kid starts making a card and tells a friend, that's it. You know, it takes off from there, and we end up with a lot of them. And it's great because it really does boost morale.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little different, I think, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's a little different now than it was back when I was in the service.
Oh, very different.
When I was in Nam,
mm-hmm.
we were in a field mostly. There was no base. You know, you came back to a place and it was just, you know, that's where you were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was in the middle of nowhere in the swamp somewhere, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
So it was like, if you did get packages, it was very rare
mm-hmm.
that they arrived to you
yeah.
or to our group, not yeah. necessarily individuals, but to yeah. the group itself. So I think that what is happening now, I think, is wonderful
mm-hmm.
because now a lot of the times the troops, yeah, they go out on patrol, but they come back. They come back to a base.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't, you know.
Yeah.
We didn't have a base per
yeah.
se, you know.
Yeah.
There were some around,
mm-hmm.
but it was more the, not the combative troops that were
yeah.
there. It was the technicians and
mm-hmm.
the, you know, that sort of thing. Which is fine, I mean, but they got all the packages because
yeah.
they were at the base, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
So I think it's great that mm-hmm. this day and age they're allowed to, you know,
mm-hmm.
or that you can send it to them specifically.
Yeah, absolutely.
Know.
Yeah.
It's always nice to get a little something from home, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
exactly.
some of the people that come that fill out the request form actually have a deployed loved one.
Right.
So what they do at Operation Jersey Cares sometimes is we welcome that family in
mm-hmm.
to pack a box, pick the things that your loved one would love to have overseas while they're deployed, pack special treats for them, write special notes for them, and it all gets packed up and it gets shipped out, and it costs nothing for that family member.
Mm.
So, because Operation Jersey Cares absorbs the fees. That's
right.
why we do our fundraising. We absorb the fees of all the shipping. And
yeah, we just had a family in this morning, a mother and her husband, and their son deployed out for the first time. He's 19 years old, first time away from home, first Christmas away. You know, and it's harder for the mom because, you know, as any mom knows, your kid's away, it's hard. So she took a lot of joy, and it was nice to see her enjoy doing it, even though she was emotional, and it was, you know, oh, he would love this, and you seen a tear in her eye. It was nice for her to have that.
Mm-hmm.
I know there was a bunch of people around her supporting her doing it and encouraging her that
right.
he will enjoy this, and he right. appreciates it. So it was nice to provide the support not only for her son, but have her come in and have that support system around her while doing it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, I graduated high school when I was 17, and I went in.
Mm.
And I was going to make a career out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured by 37, I'll be have a retirement plan.
Yeah.
After a time or two overseas, that was enough. I
yeah.
got out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because it didn't look like it was going to end anytime soon,
yeah.
which it didn't.
No.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, it's so, I think it's so great. You know, that's why I've been trying to get you guys to come on for a while,
right.
because I think it's so wonderful of what you do, you know.
Right, and that's half the mission. Half the mission is sending these boxes,
yeah.
and half the mission is gathering these goods and raising the monies to send these boxes. But the other half, which no one seems to see because, you know, we're quiet, we're private, and we kind of stay behind the sidelines so that we help without having to have the pat on the back. We don't need the recognition. So what we do is we help those that come back from suffering from PTSD, those
right.
that are injured in combat, those that are needing suicide prevention. We're here on the home front to enter civilian
right.
life and be a good leader in society. So we give them that support when they get back
right.
as well. And that's the other half of our mission.
How do you give them that support? What do you offer?
We can use, I'll give you a few examples. The one example I can give you is one based right here in Flemington. It was a local family. The Marine came back suffering from PTSD, quite severe PTSD. We got him associated with professional care. He was unable to work. The wife had three kids. And it was really a situation where they needed support and help. Local schools were trying to raise some funds to meet gas bills and what have you. Operation Jersey Care stepped up to the plate. We always go through a gunnery sergeant out of Picatinny Arsenal to vet every one of our cases. So once we're vetted, once the case is vetted, we're able to then support that veteran. And in this case, we were able to help with his rent, pay for his food. We were able to put fuel in his tank. We were able to give him a hand up, not a hand out. And now he's a year or two late. Oh, PTSD dog training too. We gave him a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And got him the treatment therapy that he needed, and now he's awesome. He's doing great. Doesn't live in Flemington any longer, but he does give back to the military through other organizations, Operation Chill Out, I believe it is.
Right.
So that's another
We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. Our guest today is Dana Gaditis. Am I saying that last point?
You are saying it right.
Wow.
Gaditis.
That's pretty good.
It's a hard one.
Yeah, yours is easy. Christine Torres.
That's it. Yeah, that's me.
I can handle that one. And they are with Operation Jersey Cares. And just briefly, what they do is they package stuff, all sorts of items and whatever it may be, and send it over to the troops. And I'd be interested... You probably touched on it a little bit, but all these different items, where do you get them all from? I mean, yeah, you get people that donate them and stuff, but is there organizations that donate?
There's also corporations that donate. Like, right, I work hand-in-hand with J&J or Merck. Like, right now on the 11th, which is Wednesday, we have a great big pickup at Merck. So all these companies, local pharma companies, also support us and help us out. We have a lot of partners locally. We have Wegmans. Wegmans, if they get a ding or a dent, they're coming our way. Or J&J, if we just got a whole bunch, 26 cases. Neutrogena wipes because something was wrong with the label and they couldn't sell them on the shelf.
Right,
so
right.
We get those products and then we seek donations from them as well. Mm-hmm. Maybe we need body wash or shampoo or what have you, and we seek donations from those companies.
Okay. All right, who packs the boxes besides Christine?
Besides me. So, yeah, and I more overlook the boxes now. But we have volunteers who come in every Monday morning religiously. They're fantastic, a really great group of people. And they are local. Some of them are from Flemington.
Right.
We have some in Chester, Hillsborough, Raritan, Somerville. Manville, all the local areas.
Right? Raritan,
Somerset County.
Yeah, we sure are. Yeah, okay. So they come from
Raritan.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah,
they
come from far
most counties. Like even Bergen County, we have members out in Bergen County as well.
Yeah.
So, but it's not just isolated to Somerset County, because we also have representation in North Carolina, South Carolina, Maryland, Virginia, California. So
mm-hmm.
We're just not.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you mean
we
by
have
that?
Outreach.
You have representation. Is that Jersey?
It's Operation
Cares?
Jersey Cares. Yep. Some of our members, like we had one member from North Carolina up this past for the holiday packing.
Yep.
It's always after Thanksgiving. We have this great big holiday packing, and he comes
up.
They
make the trip.
Yep, they make the trip. He takes our Girl Scout cookies back down. He raises products for us. There's an outreach everywhere.
Do they send it from North Carolina then?
He comes up with it.
Sent from
yep. He comes up with it, and it gets involved into our – it gets incorporated into our packings.
So it's always sent from here then? It's coming in from anywhere.
It can come in from anywhere, but it's sent from our headquarters building.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a process, or does one person pack it, seal it, and send it?
So there's a process.
Okay, let's hear the process.
So, and of course, it's very regimented. So everybody has a role, and some people are better at some roles than others, so they pick that up pretty quickly. But once the product comes in, it could arrive in plastic bags, it could arrive in boxes, it could arrive in Ziploc bags, it could be organized or not. As soon as it arrives, we put everything into these bins that we have. So all of our toothbrushes go together. All of the toothpaste goes in a different one. Hairbrushes, tissues, wipes, so on and so forth. Coffee, tea, creamer. They all get divided into boxes.
Can I interrupt? Is this all on Monday morning?
All on a Monday morning.
Okay.
They're quick and moving because most of our volunteers that have been there for quite a while now, so they straight through the door, hi everybody, and straight into work. There's no messing around, but we have a good laugh while we're doing it. So once everything is divided into the bins, there's a second team will then take the likes of the coffee, the tea, the creamer, and put them in a Ziploc bag, or take the cans of soups and tuna and put them into a Ziploc bag. Once they're ziplocked, then they get sorted into going into whether it's a big boy box, as we call it, the big 18x18, or the small flat rate postal box. Mm-hmm. Once we decide which is going where, then the team next will pack those boxes. After that's done, they'll then go to the taping table, and it is checked and make sure there's everything in that needs to be in. And then they're taped over and over and over again, so nothing can get in or out of there during shipment. And then the label's put on, and off it goes.
Now, when they're all packed, you have trucks that take them to wherever they got to be shipped
to? We have volunteers who, thankfully, drive big trucks. And they bring their trucks on a Monday morning when they know that we have multiple shipments to go out. And they load it up, and we take it over to Somerville Post Office, and out it goes from there.
However, unlike the big packings, like the holiday packing we just had, we, and I will shout out to the most amazing Rolling Thunder Chapter 2 out of Staten Island. Mm-hmm. They're incredible men. They come with their box truck. So our packings on those days are 15, 20,000 pounds of needs that are being shipped out. Lots of boxes. And it's their manpower. There's 30 of them.
Yeah.
They come and they put in that manpower to get all those boxes packed up, taped up, labeled, put on the box truck, and off to Somerville Post Office it goes. So those days, those big packing days, there is no better, stronger men.
We couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, they're incredible.
And Rolling Thunder's a motorcycle group.
They sure are.
They are
They are fantastic.
But they're all around. They're not.
And
they're
everywhere. They're all over the states. Right. But yeah, specifically we have
Staten Island.
Yeah, Staten Island group that come, and they're fantastic. And they've been with us for quite a while now.
Yep. And the biggest patriots.
Yeah.
They are amazing. They are just amazing.
Do you send boxes out every day of the week or just Mondays?
Usually just Mondays, unless we have a special case. Like, I will get a phone call maybe once in a while that there's a family who their son has been deployed and he just, you know, needs something specifically. So if that's the case, if they've purchased it themselves, I'll get a phone call and I'll maybe meet them on their schedule because they can't come in on a Monday or, you know, it just doesn't suit them. So one of the trustees will come down and meet with the family and we'll pack it. But generally, we stick to Mondays.
So all the Rolling Thunder people come in on a Monday also?
No,
just for the big packings.
Tell us about your big events. What is that?
So our big event was the one I was just telling about. The last one we just did was our holiday packing. We do it every year on the same day after Thanksgiving. And it's huge because it entails how many boxes? So many. Literally like 20,000 pounds of product goes out. But those packings take hours and hours and hours because we're packing hundreds of boxes.
Yeah.
Once they're all packed up, due to Rolling Thunder's energy and effort, mm-hmm. they get put onto the box truck and they take them mm-hmm. to the post office for us. Those packings happen throughout the year, but that one big packing involves Rolling Thunder. They do come for other packings during the year, but that's the biggest one.
Now, where do you pack all this stuff? Do you have a warehouse or...
We are given, we're in a strip mall down in Raritan. It's in the old Stop and Shop strip mall, which is off of Orlando Drive in Raritan. We are very grateful. We were in one section, one anchor side, where the Wald's Drugs used to be. The building was compromised in that area, so they moved us to the other end of the strip mall. So we now occupy Plato's Closet. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, the landlord and owner of that building is very generous and gave it to us for nothing. So we have 3,500 to 4,000 square feet of headquarters space that we are able to use free of charge. So for every dollar of donation that comes in, I can tell you that there are zero in the way of salaries. No one gets paid. No one's compensated. It's when Christine and I are on the road, it's our gas, mm-hmm. our tolls, our parking. We don't get compensated. We do it because this is what we want to do. So that dollar is only spent on the mission, 99 point something cents of it, because the only thing left over is the lights, the water, and our insurance. So out of the dollar that's donated, those three things are the only thing that comes out of it that doesn't go towards the mission directly.
Mm-hmm. So during the break, we were talking a little bit about the other half of your mission, how you help soldiers who are back. Mm-hmm. Could we get into that a little bit more? You give donations of money, food, and for individuals.
So sometimes, like we just had recently another case that I was just telling you about, one with the PTSD. Right. But let me tell you another one about a little boy named Gunner. Obviously, Gunner, he's only 2 years old, or was a year at the time, but he's 2 years old now. He obviously didn't serve, right? But his father did. His father served and was deployed as a veteran. This little boy was born with a heart congenital heart defect. He had holes in his heart, and there was three-step procedure to close these holes surgically. I'm not so sure the name of what they called that procedure was, but I know it's very it was in New York City.
Yeah, they could only do it in New York.
Right, and it's a three-step process. Well, this devastated the family financially. Although Gunner didn't serve, but his dad did. We're there to support the military family also. So we were able to raise funds for him through local private citizens. We were able to raise product, the needs that he had. Rolling Thunder Chapter 2 came in and bought him a crib and a changing table. Like, everybody steps up to the plate. Once a case is vetted by our gunnery sergeant, then we know it's good to go. We jump on board and we just start helping. And the community really does give and give and give. So...
So that's almost like you adopt individual families and take care of
them. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because as Dana said, you know, it's not just the military person themselves. You know, their family are affected by it too. So in that case in particular, you know, it was one that pulled on the heartstrings of everyone, because at the end of the day, it was a child, you know, and they needed the help. So, you know, who wouldn't want to help? And we were so happy to help them, and so happy that the family let us be a part of that process and the progress and how well he's doing now. He's absolutely adorable. Mm-hmm. He really is.
Did the operations, I assume.
They did two of the three. Yeah. He's got one more to go, and that's not for another year or so. I guess they give it time for growth and what have you.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So, yeah, it's good.
Now, Dana, your husband's involved in this too, isn't he?
He volunteers his time. Yeah. Okay. I kind of dragged him in. And Richard's home now. He's going to get dragged in, too.
I met him at the business expo.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
You know, and I didn't know who he was because I, you know.
You never met him.
No. But he came up to me and introduced himself, you know. Yeah. How did you make out there at that?
We did well. We actually, if anybody wants to see us, we were actually, they can kind of go back and look. We were on Fox and Friends. Mm-hmm. On November 17th, but if anybody wants to come out and meet Operation Jersey Cares and learn more about who we are and what we do, January 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th, we'll be at the Outdoor Expo in Edison, New Jersey. It's a great big outdoor expo. Hunting, fishing, I don't know.
Hopefully, you got an umbrella over your head, just in case.
So no, it's inside. So
It's
inside venue. So it's good. We're all good.
Yeah,
planning ahead.
Yeah, but they can learn more about us and go to the website. They can learn more about us on the website too by visiting the website. Or if there's a phone number on there, they can call and they can talk if they want to get involved. We're always looking for some volunteers.
Mm-hmm. What is your greatest need? Product, volunteers, money?
Oh, it's so hard because every month it changes. Christine might tell me this month, Dana, we're out of Neutrogena wipes, we're out of baby wipes, we really need them because we have a lot of troops that are not even having running water right now. Yeah. So they use these to bathe with. So she might tell me that, or maybe we say, you know, we've got this case, we need monetary funds, so we get them in. And people need to know too, we are a standalone 501c3 organization where your donation is tax deductible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Right.
Yeah.
And if an individual wanted to donate items, would they drive it over to where you are?
They can call us.
Yeah, they can call us first to make sure that it's something that we can send or use. A lot of people love to donate things, but they're just not sure whether it's something we can send. We had one person donate a bunch of batteries. At the minute, the Postal Service was a little funny with sending batteries, so we're just not sending them at the moment. So, you know, it would be a waste for someone to say, I really want to donate something, so let me just go out and buy it, you know, without checking first. So I would always recommend giving us a call or emailing us. The details are all on the website. And check what we need at the time if you want to go. And we can give you options. You know, it's not that I'll say one item and you have to go and spend your money on that one item. You know, I can give options to suit everybody. And then they can pick what they want to contribute.
And there are some things that are just never able to be sent, like aerosol cans, shaving cream and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So some things you can't send. But the list is endless for what can be sent. And as her husband, when he came back, was mentioning about protein powders and protein bars and protein drinks, that they're really into those there. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that we're trying to aim to put more in the building because now we don't have quite a bit of any of that. So,
Christine, is your husband out now?
He is returned as of two weekends ago.
Right, but I mean, is he discharged? Or
no, not yet. Yeah. So as you know yourself, you know, once you're in the military, it's a hard one to escape from. So it's a brotherhood, you know, and I would never begrudge him sticking to that. You know, it's a family within itself. So it's hard to leave and walk away from. But he's in for another couple of years. He has returned, thankfully, from the deployment well, but... You know, it's an adjustment to return.
Sure. Absolutely.
So,
I still am in contact with about six of guys I was stationed with. And they're all over, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Texas, California, you know.
Yeah,
but we email each other, you know, and send Christmas cards and that sort
of thing. Absolutely. Yeah, it's a brotherhood.
Every
it really
now and
is.
Then we talk on the phone, you know. But it's just, you know, I'm just curious, you know, whether he was out yet or not.
Yeah, no, he'll stay in for another couple of years.
God bless him. I would have liked to, but
I know.
You know, it's. But anyway, I need to ask, what does it cost to send an average box, or when I say average, your average box overseas?
So the box, I'm looking at you, see, the box usually weighs 40 to 50 pounds.
Yeah,
it runs us $60 to $80 to ship that one box. So somebody we get donations, monetary donations in quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
We just did our Giving Tuesday on Facebook, which they did that Facebook match.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able with that run that we did with Facebook, we were able to ship probably a good 20 boxes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was good. We had raised funds for about 20 boxes for that. But I mean, our boxes every week, I don't know approximately how many are shipped out.
They change depending, you know, sometimes you get a wave of names, you know, we'll go online, check our email and with 50 names in there. And then for another month or two, we maybe have three, you know, but the one thing we have on the website and is so important to us is that whenever people fill it in, they say when they're finishing there. So if they say, you know, I'm going to be there for 6 months, we know we can keep them on a list and maybe send them two or three boxes over that period of time. If we don't know when they're coming home, those boxes may get returned to us.
Right.
So, again, that's a loss for us if we pay $80 for a box to go out
and
there's no one to get it.
Right.
So, and the post office will just send it back. They don't forward it on to somebody else just because they're there.
Right.
So, you know, that date is so important for us to know. So yeah. important.
And it's not just the $80 and the cost of the box. It's the contents as well.
Yeah.
So that box can cost a couple hundred bucks by the time it lands on one of our soldiers. You know what I mean?
The
base of the soldier.
We have to take another quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. You've been listening to Mental Health Matters, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We are very privileged to have with us today Dana Gaditis, who's the secretary and fundraiser for Operation Jersey Cares. And we also have Christine Torres, who's the spokesperson for Dana.
we do this together. Yeah. We do this job together.
But that's what she told me.
I know, yeah.
So I'm just repeating what she said, you know. We were talking, and you have a question.
Sure. Well, during the break, you were talking about your biggest fundraiser called Gala of Giving in October. So it just happened. Want to tell us a little bit about it?
Absolutely. So we just had our fourth annual Gala of Giving. It was at the Farmhouse. It's a landmark hospitality venue up in Hampton, New Jersey. Our Gala of Givings usually run anywhere between 250 to 300 people attend. Mm-hmm. But during the course of the event, it's really a spectacular event. It starts off with the reenactment of Iwo Jima and a flyby of a military plane. We have the Belltones out of New York City that are a trio that sing a lot of Americana music. They actually perform with us on Fox and Friends on November 17th. We have a lot of donated talent that night that comes in. But what was really special this year was we had Mark McKayse there as our guest of honor. He's a lawyer out of New York City. But we also had his father there, who was the former attorney general under George Bush, mm-hmm. President Bush, mm-hmm. In the audience, as well as Senator Tom Kaine. So we had we're pulling in more and more people to support Operation Jersey Cares, and we're trying to grow and spread our wings a little bit so people learn about who we, you know, what we do and who we are. So it was an amazing, amazing gala. And mm-hmm. this year, again, they're every October. This year, you can watch our website. Eventually, it'll go up there, probably sometime mid-January, for October 2020 gala, fifth annual gala of giving. Mm-hmm. So you can learn more about it then.
What do the tickets to that cost?
It ranges. We've been all over the board. So in the beginning, we weren't sure what to charge, so we were charging less money, $65 to $70. They increased to $100 this past year. This fourth annual gala of giving was about $150 mm-hmm. for non-members to come to that event. And what will happen is for this one, we're going to hover somewhere around that too. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to stay somewhere around $125. So yeah. If a couple went, but you're getting everything. You're getting a beautiful venue. You're getting a beautiful reception and entertainment. You're getting a gorgeous cocktail hour. Your liquor's included, plated dinner, and it's a spectacular evening.
It is. And it's fantastic to meet people who have come and, you know, you maybe haven't seen in a while, who have supported Operation Jersey Cares. And then it's also great. I always tell Dana, put me at a table where I don't know anybody. Because I love sitting and hearing their stories and how they find us and, you know, how they're involved and what they love about our organization or how it's touched them in a particular way. So it's a great evening no matter, you know, right. how many people you know or you don't know. It's right. a great one to come to and meet us.
I got to ask, you all are volunteers. So how many mm-hmm. volunteers do you have?
Well over 50.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, some do more than others.
Yeah,
and our demographic.
That's normal, though.
Yeah, I think within there's a handful of, like, we put in, I don't know how many hours.
At least to 50. At least. Feels like more sometimes.
We put in a lot of hours every week. But
it's endless. But you love it. Whenever you love something like that, you don't mind doing it. You know, I wake up and I literally dream about what we're going to do next or what we're working on at the time.
We're trying to grow.
Yeah.
You know, it's ironic because I work harder now than when I worked.
Yeah, well, that's what I constantly say to her. Yeah.
When I worked, I was a boss. I had yep. all these people
yep.
under me.
Absolutely.
You do that, you do this, yep. let me know how it works out Friday.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, now I look at my wife, she laughs at me.
But, that's funny.
But yeah, no, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, and mm-hmm. you can put a lot of time and yeah. a lot of effort into these things and, you know, and you're volunteering. You're not getting
yeah.
paid, but that's
no. But you know, the rewards come in so many different
exactly.
ways. So many different ways that are priceless. You know, you could never
yeah.
put a dollar amount on the reward that comes out of helping other people.
Now, people
you really can.
Ask me, Larry, why do you do all this? And I say, you know, if I could help one person,
that's
or
it.
One
exactly.
Family,
exactly. That's it.
That makes it all
yeah,
worthwhile.
Yeah, it does. It know? Really, really does.
And it does. It
Yeah. And it helps with right. us because the people, the members of Operation Jersey Cares are all super compassionate people.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they just are amazing. Our leader, Rosemary Fleming, she's the president of Operation Jersey Cares. There couldn't be a nicer Marine out there. She's mm-hmm. a Marine. And she is just incredible.
We can't blame her for her choice of service.
I hope she's listening to you, Larry.
I hope she is, too.
Said oh, by boy. A former Army.
Air Force.
Air Force.
Come on.
Thank you for
the guy I met the other night was Air Force.
Okay, Larry, stop on. All right, Larry. Thank you for your service, by the way.
That's it. Though.
Thank you.
Speaking of, do you hear back from soldiers who've gotten the package?
We do.
All the time.
Yeah.
All
and
the
that's a big part of the joy in it, you
right.
know. Of course, we never expect to hear from them. We know that they're incredibly busy where they're at. But it's always nice when you get that one little card or a picture. I would always tell my husband when we were saying it, make sure you get a picture. Make sure you get a picture. Send me a picture. You know, so he was torturing his unit for pictures of them with their boxes. And I would love whenever I would call and you would just see them all jumping in the screen over FaceTime. You know, thank you so much.
Is that
much.
Why you were taking all the pictures before we went?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'm a picture person. I love
being a picture person.
Making sure the mic was in it and all
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. Yeah, I understand.
It's good for people to know what we're up to.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, just a simple letter, you know, sometimes we don't get the pictures, and that's fine. We get a simple letter just saying thank you, and that's That's big because they took the time out of their day to write it, right. And that means so much because you know writing is such a dying trade now.
We received two today. I picked up two cards today that came in from our deployed, and when anybody wants to see them, they can go to our Facebook page and they can see. I will take off their name or where they're stationed or whatever, but put the wordage in so that they could see exactly what was said. Also, there's a really good thing that they can also do if anybody wants to learn about. More about Operation Jersey Cares, if they go to the website, which is OperationJerseyCares.org, hit the About Us tab. If you scroll to the bottom of that page, you'll find a video. Mm-hmm. It's long. It's an amateur video because I made it. it's not the best thing, but the reason why I want you to watch it is because you'll see our deployed with our boxes in those pictures.
Okay.
And it's so heartwarming. It's really, really an amazing video.
You are all volunteers. Now, do you need volunteers? Do you need more volunteers?
Always.
How would they apply?
There's soon to be an application up on the website. Yeah. Right now, they would have to call and ask for an application. It's a written.
How would they call?
Right. So if they go to the webpage, the number's right on there for them.
What is it?
Right now, they can call.
They can't find the
web.
We don't call ourselves.
You know what happened is we had to change the number. So the number's been changed recently. Okay. So it's on the website.
Right. All right. It's on the website.
On OperationJerseyCares.org.
If you scroll to any of the pages, you'll find
a phone number. Right. You don't have to kill yourself looking for it.
Okay, I got it.
Well, of course.
Right. It's 908-248-4630.
Why don't you repeat that?
908-248-4630.
In other words, you changed the 0245.
Yeah, that's the one we did.
Oh, man, thanks for letting me know.
That's the one that had to get changed. So now we have a new phone number. Hey, onward and upward.
Yeah, well, look, you know, I'll have to get rid of that.
Get rid of that last one.
Yep. All right.
Yep. So they call, if they want, they can call, they can request an application. The application submitted, the board approves the application. Or calls for an interview or what have you, and then they can jump on board and start helping out.
Okay, and do you have anything that we missed that you want to talk about in the last 2 minutes or last minute and a half?
If anybody out there is part of a group or an organization that wants to get involved, any Boy Scout troops, any Girl Scout troops, Christine and I would be happy to go and talk to them about what we do and how they can get involved. Mm-hmm. Sometimes kids have been calling us lately for their birthdays. Maybe they're celebrating their 10th birthday and they really don't want a party. They want a party, but they don't want the gift, which is kind of odd for a 10-year-old. But sometimes it's been happening, and they do their birthday parties in dedication of a special soldier.
Yeah, it's
and
amazing.
we get the benefit from that, and they get the reward of a feel good. You know, they did a good thing.
Right.
They did a good deed,
right.
And the reward is there for both sides.
So in the meantime, before the number gets, again, they can go to the website, OperationJerseyCares.org, and there's phone numbers there, and they can down to the bottom and click on it and get an
application. Yep, they sure can.
They can, right now, they're going to have to do, they can do one of three things. First, they can find us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. They can find us on Instagram. They can find us on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. They can go to our webpage, OperationJerseyCares.org. By scrolling to the bottom of About Us, they can watch the video. If they're interested in, hey, I want to be a volunteer. I want to learn more about this organization. Maybe I want to get involved. They will call the phone number, 908-248-4630. When they call that number, it's going to come to Christine or I, and then we'll be able to talk to them about volunteerism with Operation Jersey Cares, and then get them that application via email.
That's great. I can't thank you ladies enough for being here.
And thank you for having us.
We will have you back. Guaranteed.
Okay. We'll be back.
And, you know, you pick the time for when before your next.
Wonderful.
Perfect.
Before the gala. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We just have to do it like a month to 6 weeks before because
perfect.
We book in advance because I don't like to come on Monday and say who's coming.
There you go.
So you've been listening to Mental Health Matters, and remember folks, mental health really does matter. See you next week, same time, same station.
in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on 100 in Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at
www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
What they would be moving toward.
This is Tony Clark, power planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Help doing things due to physical limitations or disabilities that they'll keep us in mind. One thing I take really seriously
nutritional value to
my job is to help. It's not to assign people.